Okay, so you've been told what this is, right? Yes, an examination. A forensic examination, actually. Is that all you've been told? Well, actually, it's a little more than that. We have to do a forensic comparison. You see, you deny that you sent Sarah Foster a series of photos featuring your penis, and she asserts that you did and even admitted it to her. She claims you even laughed about it. So, and this is awkward, I know, but the sooner we get through it, the sooner it will all be over. It's actually a forensic comparison of your penis in relation to the penis in the photos that Sarah was sent. That's what the video camera is for. I film you, then send off the footage to be analyzed by specialists. I know, it's going to be very embarrassing, but this is what you get for being a bad boy. I remember, I was the first police officer to arrest you, wasn't I? How many years ago was that now? And I told you, if you don't change your ways, one day it'll be too late. One day the law will get you and you'll be in so much trouble. And did you change your ways? No, you didn't. For years, you've been a bad boy. And you thought you were so smart, didn't you? Always one step ahead of us, always getting away with it. I became a police officer to stop drug dealers and murderers. I didn't become a police officer to have to deal with juvenile delinquents. You are actually very annoying. And now here you are, accused of sending the prettiest girl in school indecent photos, which means you have to expose yourself and let me take visual documentation of your genital regions. Unless you'd care to admit your guilt. You know, I actually believe you. I don't think you did send her the inappropriate pics. But because you've always been a bad boy, well, we can't just take your word for it, can we? Her father's the mayor, for one thing. We can't just tell him that you told us you didn't do it, so we had to let you go. Look, I can see you're shocked. But there's two ways we can do this. The first is the easy way. You just calmly take your clothes off, I get what I need, and then you can be on your way. Then there's the hard way. I call in a bunch of burly officers, who hate you, by the way, and you're forcibly stripped, maybe beaten up a little, and forced to have your penis filmed. Which is going to be the most embarrassing? Do you like the idea of getting an erection in front of lots of police officers, most of them male? Oh, you didn't know? Yeah, you need to get an erection. Sarah was sent lots of pictures of a big, hard dick. So, in order to eliminate you as a suspect, your penis has to be big and hard. So then, if you could just take your clothes off. Yes, all your clothes. The culprit sent poor Sarah a variety of pictures, some with extreme close-ups of his penis, but others featured his entire body. Well, your torso looks pretty much the same. I hope you don't mind me saying, you have quite a nice physique. Okay, yeah, I know. This is the scary part. Now for your boxers. Yeah, that's it. Put them with the rest of your clothes. So I see that you shave. Might I ask why? Do you think it makes your penis look bigger? Or are they shaved because you know the penis that poor Sarah saw has pubes, so you're trying to make your penis look different? Too embarrassed to talk, huh? Well, that makes a nice change. Usually, you're always so cocky. Anyway, just stand back. You have nice thighs, too. Must be all that running away from the police you do. Your penis does look different, in my opinion. It's a bit smaller. But that could be because you're scared and embarrassed. Penises can change size when they're soft, or if someone's cold, or nervous and ashamed. But whoever sent Sarah the cock pics sent hard cock pics, not flaccid cock pics. What girl wants to see a soft cock? Now then, please, can you get erect? You can use your hand if you want. You're blushing. Not such a bad boy now, are you? Just get an erection for me. I'm sure a boy your age does it every day anyway. Look, I hope it doesn't come to this, but if you don't allow your penis to get hard, I'm authorized to intravenously administer a sexual stimulant. Then you'll have an erection against your will. Wouldn't it be better to just become sexually aroused naturally? Would you at least try? Take your penis in your hand or fingers. Go on. I don't have all day. I'm happy to work with you if you at least try. But if you just stand there trembling like a scared kitten, I'll inject you right now, and then you'll have an erection for 12 hours. Now, follow my instructions. Take hold of your penis. Good. Now start playing with it. Just work your cock. Up and down. Slow at first. Come on. Get hard. Does it always take you this long? I really don't want to have to give you an erection injection. I hate injecting people. Look, will you let me help you? If I just stand behind you and hold a little, just your body, will that be okay? If I just put my arms around your waist like this? You have a nice, smooth stomach. It's so hard. It's nice to run my fingers over a six-pack. My husband's put on weight since he got promoted. Go on. Get big for me. I want to see your cock get hard. I'm going to reach down. I just want to feel your thighs. Is that okay? Your thighs feel so good, too. I bet you're good in bed. Or are you still a virgin? Shh. Don't worry. It's okay. Just get your cock hard for me. Be a good boy. I'm just going to bring my hand up to your testicles. Is that okay? If it's not, you need to say so. Oh, your balls are so big and heavy. When was the last time you ejaculated? It feels like it must have been days ago. Now I'm just going to cup them and massage them like this. That's nice, isn't it? There's nothing to be nervous about. I know your penis wants to get hard. You've got so much cum in your balls. Keep wanking yourself off for me. That's a good boy. When I said good boy, I could feel your balls churn and twitch. You like being called good boy, don't you? That's so sweet. I'm just going to bring my other hand and take it to your cock. Put your hand down. I'm going to wank you till you get hard. Up and down, just gently jerking you. That's a good boy. You're getting there, aren't you? I can feel you getting harder. Shh, just relax. Let me wank you off. You like being wanked off, don't you? Give in to it. Get harder for me. Get hard as you get when you're coming. That's a good boy. I can feel you swelling, filling up. That's good. You're doing so good for me. That's a good boy. Every time I say good boy, I can feel you surge. I can almost feel the blood rush into your cock. There we go. There we go. Your cock's nearly there now. Can I tell you a secret? I don't just need you to get hard because that's my job. I want you to get hard too, because I do like seeing young boys with their cocks throbbing and feeling them get hard in my hand. Now I'll stop, because you can't ejaculate, because if you do, then we'll have to start all over again. And I'll just hold you. Hold your stiff penis. That feels good, doesn't it? Now just stay still. Do you think if I take my hand away, you'll be able to maintain your erection? Will you be a good boy? You pulse then. Be a good boy and pulse for me again. Good boy. I'm so glad you can get hard for me and throb in my hand. Oh, thank you. I'm glad I didn't have to inject you. I'd have been insulted if you couldn't get hard for me. You have a nice hard cock. If I was your girlfriend, I'd rub you in my mouth every day. I'd start off slow, like I was doing a moment ago, like this. And then it'd get faster and faster, like this, till you're gasping. Yeah, just like that. But I really should stop now. Your cock feels fully erect, and I need to video you. So, let's have a look at you. Hands at the side, please. Yes, I'd say that's a full erection. From its throbbing and your gasping, I'd say you were aroused as possible, and your testicles have contracted too. Good. Good boy. And there, you pulsed again, right as I said, good boy. I cannot believe those words have such an effect on you, of all people. Now hold still. I need to measure you. Nearly 7 inches. That is bigger than the one in the video, I think. Plus, your penis is harder and you have more veins. Plus, the tip of your cock is bigger, almost throbbing angrily. Now I'm just going to start filming. Step back, that's it. Now turn to your left. Good. Now turn to your right. Good. Now please step towards the camera. Please, if you could take hold of your cock, your nice big cock. Now hold it at the base. Pull it back so it swells up even bigger. Now point it directly at the camera so your cock head takes up the whole shot. That's a good boy. Well, that's it. We're all done. For what it's worth, I don't think you're guilty, but that's not for me to say. The video will be sent off to the forensics department and they'll reach a decision. Oh, you're starting to drip. Wow, did I turn you on that badly? So you really are a virgin? To get turned on like that and was only massaging you gently? Oh, sorry, I just meant to turn you on. I didn't mean to edge you. Do you have blue balls? Are your groin and testicles aching painfully? Well, if you want, I don't mind if you ejaculate. If you need to, just jerk yourself off. That'll make the pain go away. Oh, don't worry about making a mess. This is where we keep forensic samples. We're used to stains in here. That's why there's no carpet on the floor. You look so confused and scared. I almost feel sorry for you. Your cock is throbbing almost aggressively, and you're too ashamed to wank off? Do you want me to wank you off? Would you like that? Here, I'll just take hold of your cock. Look at that. You're so jumpy. Not such a bad boy now, are you? So I'll just move my hand up and down on you, like before, just a little bit faster. God, you leak so much pre-cum, don't you? Let me milk it out, squeezing my hand as I bring it up your shaft. Oh, damn. I just thought, you can't come, because then there'd be sperm on the floor, and some of my colleagues might see it, or smell it, and then they'd get the wrong idea, they might think something inappropriate happened. And police gossip, like drunk ladies at a sewing circle. I don't want to get a reputation as some kind of slut. I suppose you'll have to ejaculate in my mouth, and then I'll just swallow. So, I'll just kneel down, in front of your pulsing cock. Okay, I'm gonna take the tip in my mouth and gently suck it. And massage the underside of your tip with my tongue. You know, I like cock, but I don't really like sucking cock. I mean, I don't mind sucking cock. It's not disgusting or anything. But I don't know why other girls like it. But if you don't come in my mouth and let me swallow your cum, I might get a bad reputation. So I have to dispose of your cum down my throat, if that's okay. God, I can't believe how much you leak. I bet you leak more than you squirt. Okay, I'm gonna work your penis harder now and suck it more vigorously. And I want you to ejaculate. But will you please? Seeing as you seem to enjoy having your cock sucked, will you please stop getting in trouble? Please, will you stop breaking the law? Will you start being a good boy? Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes, that's it. Be a good boy for me. Ejaculate. Just relax. Let yourself go. Be a good boy. Be a good boy and come in my throat. Oh, that was a lot. I feel like you haven't come in weeks. That was a lot. Thank God I swallowed it. You would have sprayed the whole room. Now just hold still. Let me suck out the last few drops. Let me suck you till you go soft. Oh, there. I got it all. Oh. Okay. Now I got it all. Just let me see. Yep. Got it all. Okay, we're all done. You're free to go. Remember, you have to be a good boy from now on.